Things have been going great. I couldn't be happier to be presiding commissioner. I'm honored that the governor made that appointment, and I love this job. So things are going great. Some of the things that we've been working on include, of course, we continue to work with the solar folks and with the wind folks. So both of those things are on the table here in Audrain County, and may very well happen. The wind folks have, I believe, in excess of 25,000 acres under lease. So the people of Audrain County have spoken with their signing their leases that this is something that they want to have happen here. And of course, we support that. We want to make sure that in the case of both solar and wind, that they that as they make those investments in the county, we want the investment to be long term in terms of property taxes. Now, property taxes are 80% schools, right? So really, when we say property taxes, we're talking about the schools. And this could be a really positive thing for the school districts that have those types of facilities in their area. We've been really fortunate to work, I think, with a company on the solar EDF that has been, and of course it's been the same way with wind, but not all the solar companies are this way, has been very forthcoming in terms of their willingness to participate in the long-term economic well-being of the schools, of the education of our children. So there is in state law an argument that says solar doesn't have to pay property taxes. And that wasn't the argument that they tried to make. What we came to very, very quickly was an understanding that they wanted to be good corporate citizens. They wanted to invest, and that we didn't want to hold them up. We just wanted them to help pay their part. So we're very lucky. In fact, the state law that said solar is not taxable doesn't exactly say solar is not taxable. It was written so that if you put solar panels on your house, and you know that may be something people want to consider, if you put solar panels on your house, it doesn't raise your assessment. And so that, you know, that, but you know, you ever know how big a loophole is when they make it. So that's kind of what's going on with solar and with wind. We think our agreements will wrap up with those guys in probably the coming weeks or coming 60 days. Before the end of the year, and we're pleased with the way that's going.
Absolutely. You know, another thing that we were kind of wondering about too is whenever you were appointed to presiding commissioner, that left a vacancy in your seat.
Sure.
So that's the governor's job to appoint somebody there, as I understand it. And he's looking at a list of applications. Have you heard anything from the governor's office as to when an appointment may be made? And has he given you any information on that front?
Yes, our understanding is that the governor's office intends to make an appointment in the very near future. Now, there's, you know, the very near future is in government terms, is it can be a little longer than our normal down here in Audrain County very near future. But the fact is that the governor has I think six applications of people that applied online. I'm sure they need to do their due diligence in terms of going through those applications, reviewing them, and doing background checks. So it's, you know, it is taking some time, but the word we have from the governor's office is that they intend to do it in the very near future.
All right. We'll keep an eye on that front for sure. You know, the other thing we were going to talk about this morning was Nick Tietzor has moved on to Cole County. He's our former Audrain County Emergency Management Director. And I believe his deputy is the interim right now.
That's
and,
correct.
Tell us a little bit about that. And are you accepting applications for that position as well?
Yeah, those are great questions. Yeah, Nick, R-U-N-N-O-F-T. And so we wish him the very best. And he did a lot of good work for us. You know, Nick was great. And one of the good things he did for us was he hired Carl, you know, with our approval. And Carl Donaldson was his deputy. Not for very long, but for long enough certainly to know where the coffee pot is and know what's going on with emergency management. So Carl has stepped right into that role in an interim capacity. We have not asked him to take it on as a full-time permanent sort of thing. I don't think that would be fair to him or to the organization at this point. However, as he progresses, and determines what his career paths might be, then we'll be in a position to advertise. And I think we will do that advertisement. I see that also by the end of the year.
All right. American Rescue Plan funds is always at the top of the mind of a lot of agencies. Any funding going to specific organizations right now, or are you looking at any organizations who need funding?
Yeah, I need to go back and say one more thing. We're very lucky to have Carl and very happy to have him on staff. So, yeah, with regard to rescue funds, it's a topic of conversation, at local government all over the state, and I assume all over the nation. What we've done is taken the approach that that we want to use this money to do something transformational in the county. Now, when we had CARES money, the idea was to help as many organizations as we could just get through the pandemic, right? Just take up some slack for them. Try to mitigate some of the costs that occurred to them because of the pandemic. And with this particular source of money, we want to look at doing something transformational. Well, what does that mean? What that really means, if you think of it in the simplest possible terms, it means investing in earning assets. What will pay back for the citizens and the taxpayers and the residents of this county long term? Long after we've forgotten what the name of that money was, what's something we can do that pay back in the long term? So we've done it. We've done a couple of things with the money that we've received so far. One of which was to make a $1.8 million loan to the hospital, just to try to help them with short-term cash needs. The hospital is, the heart and soul of the community in many respects, and we certainly need it for healthcare. So that we see that as a transformational kind of investment. If our loan to them helps keep services here, helps them get through the pandemic. They bought a hospital in a pandemic, So I think helping them counts as transformational. The other thing that we've done in cooperation with the City of Mexico is created a housing assistance program. And that housing assistance program is really about using the rescue money, the ARPA money, to put infrastructure in the ground, water and sewer and stormwater, to help with new developments so that the cost of a lot is lowered comparative to other places in the world or other places in other counties that we might compete with. We want our cost of lot to be lower so that builders see an advantage in building in Mexico. And I just couldn't be prouder of the partnership that we have with the city on that. And while we're talking about city partnerships, actually we're going to have a meeting a week from yesterday with all cities in the county to talk about how we might partner with them along these same lines. Are there things that Benton City wants to do that is transformational in nature? And that we can help them with, if we can make their dollars go further, make our dollars go further, then and help the people of this county, then that's what we want to do.
No doubt about it. I was at the Mexico City Council meeting last night, and they were saying unemployment in Mexico, 2.3%. It's low, but then again, they're needing folks to get into the workforce. And with you talking about the housing here, I know that's probably a priority for the City of Mexico and for Audrain County as well.
Without a doubt, it's a priority. And we see housing and housing availability and price of housing as being paramount to continuing to recruit people to come and live in Mexico. So if we can lower the price of the lot and make building a home competitive in Mexico, make it perhaps you can buy more home for less or the same home for less in Mexico than you can in Boone County, then good for us. We've used that money in a transformational manner.
Absolutely. What else did you want to touch on this morning?
Only that some things you get to do as presiding commissioner are just a lot of fun, and I got to help Noble Health, Audrain Medical, Audrain Community Hospital introduced Dr. Ellison at a couple of events recently, and that sort of thing, is I find very satisfying and a lot of fun. And it's also an indication of what Noble's, you know, trying to do, what's happening at the local hospital. We're actually looking at the county level at trying to make some changes to our health, to our employees' health insurance plans that will make it attractive for them to consider going here locally for their healthcare needs as opposed to automatically going somewhere else. Now, we don't want to be in the business of telling people where they're going to get their healthcare. What we do want to do is give them an incentive to think, I wonder if I can do this right here in Mexico. And actually, that's what we want everybody in Audrain County to do, everybody in the surrounding area. Just give it a thought. Can we do this? And can we do this at the Audrain Community Hospital? Because if we can, then we're, again, investing in transformational kinds of assets for our community. We keep that hospital here. We keep the jobs here. We keep the health care here. And frankly, we all win.
Absolutely. Everything else going good over at the commission. Tracy Graham doing okay over there?
I was just going to, Tracy's right here on my list.
He is, okay.
I wanted to mention, yeah, Tracy's doing great. I would encourage you, Matt, to invite Tracy onto the show. He's doing some things at the national level. He is one of an 8-member board for the National Association of Counties. And what that does is gives Audrain County a voice. A very real voice. I mean, that is the executive board of that. A very real voice of the National Association of Counties. National Association of Counties is at the table, directly at the table, when they're talking about rescue funds. National Association of Counties is at the table when they're talking about laws that affect counties. The National Association of Counties is at the table when they're talking about how we're going to spend broadband resources to help rural America. And we've got one of our commissioners at the table that's at the table. And we should be very proud of that. And I know he's doing good work, and I would encourage you to have him talk about that to you directly.
Absolutely. We'll try and bother Tracy and have him come in next month maybe and get a hold of him. We certainly appreciate you coming in today. You have one more thing to say?
I do.
Absolutely.
I do. Farming season's about over, and I'm proud of the farming that's done here in Audrain County. We're number one in soybeans, number two in corn, year after year, and we have the ethanol plant and the soybean crushing facility, the drivers in Audrain County, I think, they do a good job, right? We're all farmers or no farmers. We're all right there in agriculture. So I've seen drivers be very, very consistently considerate and safe. Now, I drive K and KK, and they've had the bridge out on J, and they've had the bridge out on 54. And I've been passed a time or two in really horrible spots. But you can almost guarantee that car that does that or that truck that does that will have Illinois license plates. You know? Now, if I was from Illinois, I wouldn't be in that damn big hurry to get home, but I'm not. So maybe that's just me. Final thing I've got. I've got my thumb taped up. Like, you know how people put string around their fingers to remember something?
Sure.
This was to remind me to ask you.
Uh-huh.
If you remember what wrestler taped up their thumb.
Well, I think that was that Iron Mike Sharp that used to stick it in the side of their neck.
The side of the neck. That's right.
Or
that's right.
Maybe Bruiser Brody, I think did that as well.
Yeah, there were a couple. So I thought if I had my thumb taped up, I could at least defend myself today if you came after me on something. So the last thing I want to do is give a quick, and this was about the taped thumb too, a quick shout out to my mom. I recently had a birthday, which we celebrate our birthdays, but they're not our faults, right? It was really my mom's fault. So I want to give a shout out to my mom. She's just one of the nicest, you know, most wonderful ladies, like most of our moms that we know.
What's your mom's name?
My mom's name is Wanda.
Okay.
And she would watch wrestling with us on Saturday night. And we would watch this guy with the taped up thumb.
Uh-huh.
Now, one day when we were being particularly unruly kids, we saw Mom taping up her thumb.
Oh, no.
Now, we had known. We had seen what the taped up thumb meant. And if you can imagine three kids rolling around in the yard, holding their necks and gasping for air, I can only imagine it, too. It didn't happen because we were all smart enough to run away and hide before Mom got her thumb taped up. But anyway, a shout out to my mom, the wrestling fan. I love her very much. And happy my birthday to my mom. Matt, thank you for all you do with this show and KXEO does. It's the worst thing in the world to know that you've got to work on public policy and to do things and you can't get the word out. You guys really help us get the word out about what we're doing. People then can agree or disagree as the case may be, but your radio show, the work that KXEO really is important. So, well, thank you.
Mr. Alan Winters, we appreciate everything that you and the Audrain County Commission do with the transparency and coming on the show and keeping the listeners updated. So thank you so much.
Thank you.